This is WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. Voters made history in Wisconsin's spring election by voting during a global pandemic. They also made history by electing Milwaukee's first Black county executive and Milwaukee city attorney, and the first Latina and openly bisexual alderwoman. I'll be speaking with each of them this week. Today, we hear from county executive-elect David Crowley. So anyone who has been paying particular attention to the Milwaukee County executive race knows that this was unusual from the start. I mean, you had a crowded field in the beginning. I think it started off with six candidates. Am I right?
Yes.
Some of which got kicked off the ballot before the primary. You got a late endorsement from former county executive Chris Abele. And then when people finally voted, I mean, it was razor-thin margins. So on top of all that, you're being sworn into a once-in-a-century pandemic.
Right.
So County Executive Crowley, that's a lot. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's definitely been an interesting time. One, we had our election on April 7th. Personally, don't think that we should have never had an election in the middle of a pandemic. But, you know, folks came out and it was a historic moment when you think about how many people who got their absentee ballots to make sure that they can cast their votes. But those who actually braved the polls and went inside to make sure that their voice was heard. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody for participating in our democracy. Nobody should have to choose whether they need their vote to be cast or between their health. And so right now, you know, we have hit the ground running. I can tell you that, you know, waiting 6 days to find out the results of an election, I would never wish on any candidate. it was a lot of anticipation, a lot of anxiety, just wondering what was happening, but had to use that time to spend time with my family, take my mind off the election. But once that Monday, April 13th came around, we were excited as the numbers began to roll in. And so we are rolling up our sleeves. We're hitting the ground running and looking forward to taking Milwaukee County and working with our partners across the southeastern Wisconsin region and across this state to not only get over the pandemic, but to make sure that we're taking the proper steps to open up our economy back.
Now, you did mention that Wisconsin's past election was a historic election. Voters made history because they have never voted absentee in that quantity. But you are also making history by being the first Black man to be Milwaukee's county executive. And I have to ask, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot when you think about what's happening here with the COVID-19 crisis and the economic fallout that may come after. And so it means a lot, but it just lets me know that we have to continue to work as hard as possible. So I'm not the last, that's for sure. But just making sure that folks understand that, you know, the possibility is out there for people of color throughout all of the state of Wisconsin to take up the mantle, rise to the occasion, and run for seats like this so we can, you know, improve the quality of living for everybody that we're representing.
You're saying that this sends a message to people of color that there's an opportunity for them in the state of Wisconsin.
And I believe so. Absolutely. I mean, and not to cut you off, but when I think about it, I mean, when we look at Milwaukee, when we look at the state of Wisconsin, we see the racial disparities. We know that the health disparities here in Milwaukee, here in Wisconsin, largely fall across racial lines. And with the COVID-19 crisis, I think it has shown a glaring spot in the issues that really face racial communities as it relates to health. And so we need to utilize this crisis and every challenge, quite frankly, to look at what opportunities present itself to make sure that we're doing the best for the people that we represent.
That was Milwaukee County Executive-elect David Crowley, the first Black man to be elected to the position. He'll take the oath of office on Monday. David Crowley was not the only person who made history during Milwaukee's spring elections. Jocasta Zamarripa was elected as the city's first Latina and openly bisexual alderwoman. We will be hearing from her tomorrow. I'm Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.